I have a large outstanding with all the shows on.
This is a young woman without a show.
Sure is, right?
Said young, yes.
You know, this, for you American students, you're not accustomed to the ease with which in France they will drop the clothes at a necessary at a moment's notice. Here we have to coax. Let's have you on your back. So the areas that we're concerned with is the pelvis, which is just above the pubic ramus, the solar plexus, or the sympathetic center, which has been called the brain of the subconscious, the splenic area, which is the source through which we draw in the vitality from the universe, the cardiac area, which is a very critical area, and the throat area, which we approach here. So that it's very easy to get a comfortable relationship, and I find it is helpful to have two hands on the body, one posterior and one anterior. You just lift a minute, when we put a hand under the sacrum, and then I get the other hand anterior. And initially, I'm going to wait and see what that mechanism is doing, what it tells me. And if you have a patient who has got a strong problem in this particular area, you may feel nothing under that anterior hand. There's no activity. It has been depleted to such an extent that you do not feel motion either clockwise or counterclockwise. And so there you wait, but you're utilizing an intensity of contact. Now, I realize that's somewhat of a vague term, because it's not coming in there with steady pressure. It is a matter of intensity between your hands and the patient's mechanism. And so you stay there, and you wait there, and you endeavor to perceive what is going on between your two hands. And so what we hope to feel is that there is a very gentle clockwise motion within my anterior hand. Very gentle motion. And so you wait until that has become quite a strong motion. A secure motion, perhaps that's the better word. It's a secure motion. You feel that it's established there, and you'll take your hand away and it still remains there. Then we come to the solar plexus, and get the palm of the hand. The palm of your hand in this area is the most sensitive that you want to use. So the palm of the hand in that area. Again, what do you feel? Maybe you feel quite a strong counterclockwise motion, which is not uncommon, particularly in somebody who's had a shock experience. But it's locked into a strong counterclockwise direction. You do not, in these instances, ever follow the direction of ease, because you do not want to do anything to enhance the counterclockwise motion. So initially, you merely resist the counterclockwise motion. And as you do that, gradually you'll find it will begin to change, and you will move with it as it begins to rotate in a clockwise direction. We then move, lift a little until I have the splenic area. The splenic area in my two, between my two hands. And again, I'm feeling at deeper within to note what is happening there. And again, we wait. We resist counterclockwise motion. And we wait until a clockwise direction comes into operation. No, it's more underneath the rib cage at that point. So I've really got the spleen between my two knees. Okay, and then we come to the cardiac area. And we take the somewhat to the left of the midline, but not exclusively, because remember, the heart does extend to the right of the sternum. So I take the whole of that in my hand. And particularly if this patient has suffered a loss, a grief, then you feel almost as if it is something being drawn in, sucked in. It's inside, it's not opening up in that desired motion. And you may find it is necessary to combine what you're feeling with your hand with a request for this patient to endeavor to open this. Now, this may be difficult, and sometimes an image can help them to do this. I may say, I want you to imagine that you have a rosebud on your chest, and that you're beginning to look at that rosebud until those petals begin to open. And as you see those petals begin to open, then you'll find that you begin to get some motion into this cardiac area. And you continue with that, suggesting that they visualize the picture of that open rose, perhaps they smell the aroma of that open rose, and that will help them to break through that wall of grief which tends to lock them into that pattern. And when that happens, a remarkable change occurs. You're not quite ready to open up. I want you to take that rosebud. Now, with small children, you don't have much room between their chin and their stomach, and so that you may just use two fingers. But he's got a nice spacious area, so you can use both of your hands. So again, you're going to just take that hand in that central area, and again, follow in the same direction. Now, we find particularly in the children who do not talk, this is an area which is quite critical. When you as you begin to get motion through here, you may intensify this week by week. You'll find that little by little, you begin to get more communication. It may be just a vocalization at first, but it's the beginning of an expression of thought, even though there may not yet form the words. So we begin to feel that clockwise motion emerging here. And then we come to the head area. Now, as was discussed the other morning, the pineal is a very important center of activity. But it has also been demonstrated that from a spiritual point of view, there is a communication between the pituitary and the pineal. And so that we come from anterior, coming through the pituitary, recognizing that we have the pineal
in the palm of our hand,
where it is at the posterior end of that third ventricle. And again, we're going to feel that same type of motion occurring between the two hands. Okay. And so that is all that you're going to see. What you see very much externally is what you feel between your hands that tells you what's happening. Any questions?
Yes.
Yes.
You said you feel those emotions on the surface of the skin.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
I thought you said you feel those cooked-wise emotions on the surface of the skin.
The surface.
No, it is. You're not. Your hand is in contact. Is just lying on the surface. That's all.
Right.
But the activity. The activity extends probably about 2 to 3 inches beyond the surface of the skin. Yes, you can pick that up without being on the skin. That is true. And in fact, if you have a patient, for instance, who's been in a car accident and got a lot of hypersensitivity, you may treat them with your hand here. You find out where it's almost like when you put your hand on the water, if you put the flat of your hand on the surface of water, it feels like you're touching a skin of the water, doesn't it? If you come up to the body like this, you will reach a point where you feel that you're touching what can best be described as a skin there. But it's more attenuated than the physical skin. But that's where the energy environment begins. Is it all over the body? If you want to call it that.
When you're using both hands, do you feel both hands? Or do you feel the both hands?
I focus on the anterior hand in particular.
You said with the head of the hand as a focus. You can feel it like this emotional. What about if it's a focus?
The emotional stress which hits the patient at an emotional level has a way of, as it were, closing down that cardiac center in particular. And as I say, it's just like a bud of a flower that is closed down and it cannot open. And emotionally, it's more likely to hit there in that area. The other areas, they may come from any of these other causes of negative impact on the individual, depending upon the circumstances, whether it was trauma, whether it was environmental input. And it's the environmental impact that we need to pay much more attention to. Because these are probably not even appreciated by the individual. They know they feel unhappy, they feel irritable, they feel reactive. And that is sometimes the most prominent evidence that there's a problem. See that with the children. They're negative in their response to everything. And once you begin to get that changed in all of these areas, then it's as if they become comfortably resident in their being again. Okay. Shall we go to the lab now? What is the time to get what time to join? Don't you think they should go there now or do this afterwards? What's your recommendation? I don't believe in talking Sanskrit, I believe in talking English. Okay, any other questions? Comments? Yes,
sir. Is there any difference?
No, because you've got a clockwise communication between the pituitary and the
pineal.
Okay, thank you very much. Did you feel something change? Did you feel something change?
Back here at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
You can download it.
Do you have connector? USB connector.
iPhone. Not here.
So
my wife, I'll email it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Do I have your email?
Okay.
I think he gave it to me. I do have it.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Yes, no, I can't read this one.
Okay. Let me see. Never open. You know more about it.
Yes, this one.
Yeah.
I can't read.
How can I get to these?
You're staying at the hotel tonight?
No, I'm leaving. I'm going to go back and talk.
One time. Yes, it's a few minutes only.
Okay, that's fine.
Just files are not in the folders. It's gonna be in the.
Oh, okay, so you can.
Takes time, so.
If you put it more on it, you gotta put them more on the disk later?
It's gonna take time. I can do that something like midnight.
I'm trying to think if I can give you a number. I'll see if I can get a number.
I think. What time are you leaving?
I'm guessing. I can get back. My wife is gonna like leave. We'll stick around a little while.
That should be enough time to
come
back before the next one.
Oh,
okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, ok